It's Monday, February 8th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Obama administration refuses to label the persecution of Christians by the Islamic State as genocide. This despite the European Union Parliament recently applying that designation. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest explained Thursday that making the designation would have, quote, legal ramifications, unquote. Hundreds of thousands of Christians and other religious minorities have been forced from their homes. The United Nations reports that more than 18,800 have been killed in Iraq since 2014, and over 3,500 women and children are still slaves. Quoted in the Christian Post, Travis Weber, director of the Center for Religious Liberty at the Family Research Council, said the administration's decision is based on political fear. He said there is moral and legal weight behind calling it genocide. Psalm 14, 4-5 asks, do all these evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on the Lord. But there they are, overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of the righteous. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi tried to draw parallels between Christianity and Islam last week. Pelosi invoked Islam's prophet Muhammad at Thursday's National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. She also claimed that Christianity, Judaism, and Islam share the same teaching on loving our neighbor. The Apostle John warned in 1 John 4:1, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake shook Taiwan on Saturday at 4 a.m. It was felt on the